It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin this afternoon down in Manhattan Criminal Court, where a third week of testimony is underway now in the Donald Trump hush money trial. But it didn't begin before the judge told Trump once again to cool it. After he violated another aspect of a gag order, Trump got hit with a fine, and the judge told him moving forward, you might get to see something you've never seen in your life as a guest. That is the inside of a holding cell. Juliet Papa leading the broadcast for us on this afternoon.
Judge Juan Merchan issued Donald Trump another $1,000 fine and a warning. If he ignores the gag order, he told the defendant, I cannot allow this to continue as much as I do not want to impose a jail sanction, but I want you to understand that I will. Trump appeared to shake his head in response, but said nothing. Then it was time for his former company's controller to speak. Jeff McConney explained how payments to Trump attorney Michael Cohen were labeled as legal expenses in company ledgers and checks signed by Trump. Prosecutors say included in the reimbursements were the $130,000 payoff to Stormy Daniels. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, McConney worked for the Trump company for almost four decades, retiring last year after he was granted immunity to testify in the New York tax fraud trial for Trump. He admitted breaking the law to help fellow executives avoid taxes on company-paid perks. The company was convicted and is currently appealing. Well, in case you didn't get the word, Columbia University has canceled its university-wide graduation ceremony following weeks of pro-Palestinian protests that have roiled the campus. They'll do some of the smaller school-based ceremonies this week and next, but the school says based on feedback from students, they're going to focus on school-level graduation ceremonies where kids are honored individually, like the School of Law, the School of Accounting, the School of Journalism, yada, yada. 1010 Winds was at the campus this morning, spoke with a senior who says, well, it is what it is.
The university has a lot invested in graduation, and so they've made it sound like if it doesn't happen here, at least it'll happen at our football field up north on 218. But I'm not worried about graduation. I'm just kind of curious myself as to how administration is going to handle all this.
The school said in its announcement that it met with students and that school-based celebrations are more important to them and their families. Some seniors who spoke with 1010 Wynn says it's aggravating. Some of them started school on lockdown and say they'll end the school the same way. Different reasons, of course. This is Rebecca Massel, a writer at the Columbia Spectator.
I know a lot of students I have spoken to have told me that they're upset specifically because they started on Zoom during COVID. They ended high school on COVID and then started college.
Mayor Adams made the Sunday morning news shows and told this week, we'll do our job. And if the institution's designed to graduate their students and celebrate a beautiful experience with their families, we'll make sure it's done in a peaceful manner. Schools all over the country are making similar decisions. A Park Slope man has taken it on himself to start a fundraiser to help the Brooklyn Public Library. Pete Goldwasser says he really loves books and running, so he's combining the two for a fundraising race this Saturday. He's calling the run Browse for the Branches, taking inspiration from the library's own initiative that was launched earlier this year to encourage people to visit every location. A spokesman for the library says it's hard and it takes a lot of money to run 60 locations and buildings. Coming up later today, we will have a little conversation with Pete Goldwasser. And a school bus crashed this morning. Leaves six kiddos hurt. Happened about 7:30 near Grayson Avenue and Edgewater Road up in the Bronx. The children, ages 12 to 16, complained that their necks hurt and their backs. They took them to Jacoby, all in stable condition. Police say the bus rear-ended a truck. The driver of the bus and the truck stayed on the scene. Their investigation is ongoing. Doesn't say which school they were headed to. Earlier today, the city broke ground on the Battery Coastal Resilience Project. That's to protect Lower Manhattan from storm surges and the projected rise in sea levels. Here's Mayor Adams.
We're at a race against the next superstorm. But even in spite of the superstorms, we witnessed for the last few years real storms and weather pattern changes that have impacted our infrastructure.
His Honor also calling on the Biden administration to create regular recurring funding for coastal infrastructure to protect more New Yorkers from the effects of climate change. The project expected to be complete in 2026 and will allegedly create 400 construction jobs. An international jewel thief has met the long arm of the law.
49-year-old Yarong Wan finally captured Friday at an apartment in Gramercy Park after being on the run for months. He was wanted by Interpol for a heist in South Korea. He's the main suspect in Cartier robberies in Florida and California, and he struck twice here in Manhattan in March, swiping a $25,000 ring from Cartier at Hudson Yards. And also, police tell us, he used what they're calling sleight of hand to switch out a cubic zirconia that he had in his pocket with a $250,000 diamond and platinum ring from Tiffany's. Although Juan was released without bail from here at Manhattan over the weekend, he was turned over to cops in Nassau County. He's now being held in $1 million bond. He's wanted there for stealing $18,000 in goods from London Jewelers in Manhasset. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The NYPD confirming a subway train operator was attacked late last night while trying to clear a train of its passengers. We've been hearing a lot about these lately. A man allegedly tackled him to the ground as he tried to clear an M train at the Middle Village Metropolitan Avenue station just before midnight. The train operator in his 50s was taken to Wyckoff Heights Medical Center with back pain. Hey, Wins family, listen to this.
Paul McCartney, if you are listening, Adrian from Brooklyn loves you with all her heart.
So that video of a young Beatles fan from 1964 went viral, and now we know who she was.
Adrian from Brooklyn's family now lives in Staten Island and heard the very own Paul McCartney shout out their late mom.
Hey, Adrian. Paul, listen, I saw your video.
Wow, this is a sign from Mommy that we have to say, we believe Adrian from Brooklyn was our mom.
Nicole Panapinto is Adrian's youngest daughter. She says she remembers her mom telling stories about how she'd play hooky from school to go see the Beatles perform.
I had her for 11 years. She was more than a mother who someone has for 100 years. And she never left Brooklyn. She was always Adrian from Brooklyn.
Adrian's family is hoping to go see Paul McCartney's exhibit at the Brooklyn Museum and meet Paul themselves on behalf of their late mom. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Eltingville, Staten Island.
Is that the coolest story you ever heard of what? Mom, you're a star, posthumously. I love it.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.